just sum up where we stood when we entered the other day. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the beginning of Zman Kriyat Shema, earliest time, you can say Kriyat Shema is when the Kohanim go into Yitruma, which we already translate as Tzeis HaKoychov. Now, the Mishnah is the most authoritative source we have, and therefore, any other times that we'll see, we'll try to make work with the Mishnah if we can. So therefore, when we saw a Bryce introduce a new time, well, when poor people come home to eat, so we would like to assume, if we can, if it'll work, that that's actually the same time as the Mishnah, Tzeis HaKoychov. Okay, that's where we stand now. And now we're going to move on to the last part of the Gemara. We're going to see again, we'll start again, it's about two-thirds down the Amud. The first word on the line is who. Okay, two-thirds down the Amud, first word on the line is who. And the next word on the line, the Ani. Okay? Everybody okay? Yeah. You got it? Beis Amud Beis. Did I say Gimel? Beis Amud Beis. Two-thirds down. First word on the line is who? Next word. The Ani V'Koyen Chad Shiru. We are still trying to insist that the poor person going home to eat, which the Braisa identified as the time for Kriyat Shema, and the Kohen, Tzeis HaKoychovim, is all the same time. Is that so? Or a minu? We're going to show a problem with that. We have a new Braisa. Me'emasai maschilin nikroi Shema ba'arovim. When do we begin? When may we begin reciting Kriyat Shema at night? So here we have five opinions. Misha shekidish hayoim ba'arve shabosis. From the time that the Kedusha of Shabbos begins. That is earlier than any of the other times we've seen up till now. That is the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes, Shkia. Right? Since we don't know the time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKoychovim, between sunset and Tzeis HaKoychovim, we don't know what its status is. Is it day or night? For practical purposes, Shabbos begins at sunset. And Reb Meir is saying, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that that's when you begin reciting Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yeshua says, Misha shakoyhanim mitoyharim lecho bitrumasa. From the time that koyhanim are allowed, become tar and are allowed to eat the truma. That's the Mishnah, right? Tzeis HaKoychovim. Rabbi Meir oimer. Now Rabbi Meir is going to outdo even Rabbi Eliezer. About two-thirds down. Take three papers. Here. Rabbi Meir, I mean, page number at the bottom. Rabbi Meir, I mean, Mishor Shakayanim Toivlim Lechol B'Trumos. He says you can begin reciting Kriyat Shema from the time that the Kohanim go to the mikveh before becoming tar. The way it works is, Kohen goes to the mikveh during the day, becomes tar when night falls. So he's saying, basically, Zman Kriyat Shema begins in broad daylight. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda asks him the obvious question. Kohanim go to the mikveh in broad daylight. What do you mean he starts saying Kriyat Shema then? Okay, but be that as it may, that's opinion number three. Rabbi Chanina Oimer. Rabbi Chanina says a fourth opinion. Misha she'oni nichnas lechol pitoy b'melach. It's from the time that a poor man goes home to eat supper. Oh, that should ring a bell. That's the time that Braisa mentioned that we were trying to line up with the Mishnah, right? It's this time. We were trying to insist that this time is actually Tzeis HaKoychovim. Rabbi Achoy, now we have the fifth opinion on the matter. Rabbi Achoy, the Amri lo Rabbi Achoy, either Rabbi Achoy or Rabbi Acha said, Misha sheroiv bnei odam nichnasim lahosay. It's from the time that ordinary people go home for supper. That is later than everything mentioned up till now. People generally come home from work at about Tzitzit Kechavim. They stop work at Tzitzit Kechavim. Comes home, as we said, a poor person doesn't have much to eat, he begins eating right away. It's a few minutes after Tzitzit Kechavim. Ordinary person goes home, you begin preparing supper, it's sometime after Tzitzit Kechavim. So this is the latest time yet. Now, yeah. Wait. You're not supposed to know that yet. Meanwhile, we have Rav Meir very early, right?
The second question I ask, you would assume the honey starts in the morning for the regular person.
Right.
You would think that the honey would work harder than everyone else. You think the honey would start his meal, even though he has less food, you think the honey would start his meal or come home later than everyone else, but he had to work more.
Nevertheless, you have to remember that in those days, all work had to stop at dark.
At dark, which was before Tzitzit Kechavim.
What's that?
Which was before Tzitzit Kechavim, it's already
back.
You can't
get home. I'd like to put that on hold for a few minutes. Okay? I'll say meanwhile, and then I'll leave it on hold. There's a Yerushalmi that says, Tzitzit Kechavim can be when the sun is right overhead. But I'm going to leave that as a riddle right now. We'll get back to that. Okay? Now back to our question. We just introduced five opinions. And we are getting back to our question. Can the time that poor people begin their meals actually be the same as Tzitzit Kechavim? No later. The Amris Ani V'Kayin Chachiruhu. If you want to see, say that yes, the poor person starting his meal and the Kayin is the same time. Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. We're going to run into a problem with the brayso that we just cited. Look on the paper here. On the chart, you have the bottom, D, brayso 3, right? Here we have all five opinions listed, going from horizontally, from left to right. We have five differing opinions in the brayso. The Lezer says when Shabbos begins. The Meir says when Kohanim immerse. Rabbi Yeshua says Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina says when the poor go home to eat. Right? So can you still say that the poor going home to eat and the Kohanim is the same time? The Brisa presents it as differing opinions. The Brisa says there are five opinions. One is Tzitzit Kechavim when the Kohanim go home. The other is poor people going home to eat. They must be two different times. Otherwise, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua are saying the same thing. That's inconceivable. Okay? So therefore, Elo Lam. That would be possible if they weren't listed in the same Brisa. If the Brisa lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that means that it's 5 differing opinions. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo Lam Shmamina. Rather, we must conclude, Shira Da'ani Lichud, that's right. The poor person is one time, the shiura de kayin lechud, and the kayin is a different time. Shema mina, it's two separate times, two differing times. Now, here, don't look at the chart, because otherwise you'll know the end of the story before I tell it. But now, up till now we were trying to insist that kayanim and poor people are the same. Now we concluded they cannot be. So now the Gemara is, okay, so where do we fit the poor person in? Up to now we were saying it is Tzitzit Kechavim. Now we know it's not Tzitzit Kechavim. So is it later or earlier? So the Gemara says, Hey minayu me'ucha. Now that we decided that the poor person is not the same as Tzitzit Kechavim, which is later? Kehanim we already, in the Mishnah we already established Kehanim is Tzitzit Kechavim. Now we wanted to say poor people is the same. Now we see that can't be. Oh, Sean, and tomorrow? Yeah, right here. Now, Hei minayu me'ucha, which of the two is later? Mistabra da'ani me'ucha. Probably the poor person is later. Oh, shkoyach. Why? The Iya Amris Da'ani Mukdam, if you're to think that the poor person is earlier, now let's look at our charts for a minute. The way we have it set up now, the Lezer of Meir of Yeshua, right, we're going horizontally in D. The Lezer, the Meir of Yeshua of Chanina of Achoy. Rabbi Yeshua is the Kayani. That's basically called. Now, right now, Rabbi Chanina is afterwards. But let's see if we could put him beforehand. Maybe we could say that really poor people is earlier than the Kayani. So the Gemara says, no, that won't work. Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to put Rabbi Chanina before Rabbi Yeshua, then he's going to be the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Well, or Rabbi Meir, I'll stick in parentheses. Whatever it is, if you're going to put him before Rabbi Yeshua, it's either going to be the same as Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, there's no room for him before Rabbi Yeshua. No room for him before nightfall, before Tzitzit and Chavit. Must be afterwards. So therefore, El Olav Shmamina, therefore we must conclude that the Ani Me'uchar, poor person is after Tzitzit and Chavit, Shmamina. That is conclusive, and that's why it's on the chart this way. We put Rabbi Chanina after Rabbi Yeshua because we had nowhere to fit him before Rabbi Yeshua. That's it well with everybody? No, good. Why not?
There's plenty of time before Rabbi Yeshua.
Oh.
The whole day, 12 hours.
Well, no, you don't have all 12 hours. You
no,
can't really put him before Ben
HaShemashis.
Oh, so well, even between Ben HaShemashis and Pesach HaKetzavim, there's plenty of time.
Why are you doing Ben HaShemashis at the beginning? Maybe Shkia is the
beginning. Ben HaShemashis is Shkia. Right? Shkia marks the beginning of Ben HaShemashis.
Okay, well, that could even be before Shkia.
That's not so likely. Oh, well, meanwhile, we have a mayor who says that. Oh, it's better than that. There's plenty of time between Ben HaShemashis and Shkia. Stick him in somewhere in between. What?
Not a different minute on the clock. A different time zone.
What do you mean?
What would be a different time zone? The Ben HaShemashis or the...
5 minutes into Ben HaShemashis. 5 minutes into Ben HaShemashis.
What is that? What's new about that?
Okay. You're starting to touch on the Rashba's ends. But you were going to say something? So to that the answer is what you're asking. No, we can find time between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yaakov. So why not before it?
Oh,
right, exactly. Right. We can ask. Right, Rabbi Meir found the spot. That's right. Okay, so very good. This is the question. All the Rishonim asked this question. Put him somewhere in between. What's the problem? So the answer is, well, really, there are two answers here. We'll go taste this first. First of all, let's note, Rabbi Yeshua marks Tzitzit HaKetzavim. Right? The Gemara considers it strange. Any opinion that says that bedtime is before Tzitzit HaKetzavim is novel. This is what Tzitzit says. And therefore, we're going to try to minimize such opinions. To say, okay, we have two opinions that clearly say before Tzitzit HaKetzavim, fine. To come up with another third time before Tzitzit HaKetzavim, we'd rather not do that. We'd rather assume he's either repeating one of theirs, or he really means after Tzitzit HaKetzavim, which is a more likely bedtime. That's Tzitzit's answer.
Why does Tzitzit hold the type of Yeshua?
What do you mean?
Oh,
we'll get to that. Not necessarily. Because Tosfos, you're right, you're referring to something we haven't mentioned yet, that Tosfos paskins like the opinion that Zman Kriyas Shema is before Tzitzit HaKetzavim. But it still is a novel opinion. We're allowed to paskin like a novel opinion if a Tana said it. But it's still novel, and we would prefer not to innovate such opinions if we don't have to. Still might be the halacha. A lot of halachas are novel. That's Tosfos' understanding.
Trying to
place
them at
the end
by default.
Right.
Because he can't seem to fit somewhere.
That's right. Right, no, we're assuming that he did, but we're trying to get into his logic, and we're assuming that his logic was after Tzitzit HaKetzavim. Because logic that it's before Tzitzit HaKetzavim is unusual logic. That's what Tosfos says. We're not going to assume that unless we have to. Or, no, you're right. This time for Kriya, all these Tanoim are trying to pinpoint what we're going to call normal bedtime.
But I think you're talking about
Oh, right. That's what we explained the other day. We're saying here that the time that people eat is already a normal time for bedtime. Meaning, most people eat at 7 o'clock. There's 3 people in the neighborhood that go to sleep then. It's already in the realm of normal. That's what we're saying. What's already called the normal realm of bedtime? Okay, that's one answer. I want to give one other answer to this question before we move on. And here, in general, we'll take this discussion to a little bit of a deeper level. And this is really what you kind of touched on. I keep saying
that. You're right.
The Rashba quotes from Haggai and says, again, how are we understanding these 5 opinions? We have 5 opinions as to when the Zman Kriyat Shema is. The way I keep explaining it is, and I have good backing, that's Rashi, and others, Rosh, that we're trying to pinpoint when bedtime is. And we have 5 different assessments of what we define as normal bedtime. The Rashba says no. That's not the pshat. The Rashba says, the first 2 opinions hold that Kriya Shema does not, the first 3 opinions say that Kriya Shema has nothing, is not dependent on bedtime. Let me just ask a question. Don't you all think it's a little bit coincidental, a little bit too perfect, that the time for bedtime exactly is the time for Tirchas HaKosov? Coincidental, it just happens to be that way. It does make sense. Yeah, makes sense. Come start. Yeah. But the Rashba says no, these 3 opinions hold that Zman Kriya Shema is nighttime. Nobody goes to sleep before nighttime. They hold it's Zman Kriya Shema is nighttime, and the machlokes here is when is nighttime? Abi Alocha. Rabbi Lehezer holds nighttime is at Shkia. Rabbi Yeshua holds nighttime is at Tzeisa Pechavim. But maybe we're going to get to. We haven't really dealt with him yet. The other opinion to say that Zman Kriya Shema is after Tzeisa Pechavim, they say no. Zman Kriya Shema is not nighttime, it's bedtime, like we've been discussing. Now we have different times after Tzeis HaKoychovim that bedtime might be. But no one is going to say that bedtime is before Tzeis HaKoychovim. Anybody who says that Zman Kriya Shema is before Tzeis HaKoychovim is obviously not going by bedtime. He's going by nighttime, and he defines nighttime at an earlier time. But the Rebbe holds that nighttime is Shkia. So therefore, the Rashba says, you're trying to fit Rabbi Hanina in somewhere between Ben Hashmoshes and Tzeis HaKoychovim. Why? It's certainly not bedtime at that time. Just maybe he holds that that's when nighttime begins, but that can't be. Nighttime either begins at Shkir or at Tzeis HaKoychovim. It's not going to begin 7 minutes into Tzeis HaKoychovim. So therefore, once it's not Shkir and it's not Tzeis HaKoychovim, he must hold that it doesn't go by nighttime, it goes by bedtime. Bedtime has to be at Tzeis HaKoychovim. That's how the Rashba deals with the Gemara's presumption that it must be after Tzeis HaKoychovim. That's true. That's right. What do we define as normal? Right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's the end. That's the end of this point. Just in order to keep things simple, I tried this chart basically afterwards for reviewing purposes. Kind of organizes for you the issue. Now we're just going to go back to address some points that were left open in the sugya. Omar Mar. So one of the puzzles that we still have open in the sugya is Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir said, you go to the mikveh, kind of go to the mikveh. That's when Zman Kriya Shema starts. That's before nighttime. It's before bedtime. It's in broad daylight, 3 in the afternoon. It's not really 3 in the afternoon. The truth is that Rishanim explained that they used to go to the mikveh at the last possible moment before Ben Hashmashes. But still, it's clearly before any form of night begins. So Omar Ma, so let's address the question. We had said, Omar Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kehanim go to the mikveh in broad daylight. How can you mark that as the time for Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says, Shapir ka'omar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is making a very good point to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir must have some answer. He didn't pull 3 in the afternoon out of a hat. The Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir answers, Hachiko Amale. He answers as follows. Misavris da'anoa ben ashmoshes didochka amina. Again, when is the time the Kayanim immerse? They immerse before Ben Ashmashes. Ben Ashmashes is the time between, well, generally, we call Ben Ashmashes the time between Shkia and Tesek Rechavim. There is a period of time. Let's call it 13 minutes right now. We're going to discuss it more a little later. What's that? I'm sorry? It's kind of between the suns, meaning it's kind of in no man's land. It's not clear where it's where it is. I don't know. Well, that's Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Possible. I don't know. The possible. So, Ben Hashmashes begins at Shkia. You have to go to the mikveh before Ben Hashmashes, and therefore, Rebbe Meir is putting it before Shkia. But the truth is, that's only one opinion. There is an opinion that Ben Hashmashes is not at Shkia. Shkia is still daytime. There's an opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Ben Hashmashes is about 30 seconds before Tesach Rechavim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, Rebbe Meir says, one minute, Rabbi Yehuda, you have your sheet of Ben Hashmashes. You say that Ben Hashmashes begins at Shkia. So if I say that Kohanim go to the mikveh before Ben Hashmashes, you hear before Shkia. One minute. That's your premise. Who said I agree with you? I have a different definition for Ben Hashmashes. Rabbi Meir Hochi Ko Amale. Rabbi Meir answers Rabbi Yehuda. Misavato da'ana Ben Hashmashes didoch ba'amina. You think I'm referring to your Ben Hashmashes? No, your Ben Hashmashes, you're right. Before your Ben Hashmashes is broad daylight, no one can go to the mikveh then. And now Ben Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi Kamin. I go by Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashes. The Omar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Hashmashes keref ayin. Ben Hashmashes is like the blink of an eye. Ze nichnas ze yotze. Comes in, goes out. Ve yev shalam oydolov. You can't even really catch it. It's an instant before Tzeisak Rechavim. So now Rabbi Meir says, Kohanim have to go to the mikveh before Ben Hashmashes. When is before Ben Hashmashes? 2 minutes before Tzeisak Rechavim. It's way after Shkia. That's okay. That's conceivable. So yes, it doesn't work with your Ben Hashmashes. You hold that Kohanim go to the mikveh before Shkia, before sunset. But it does work with mine, Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashes. That's half a minute before Tzeisak Rechavim. It's already almost dark. Yes, that's when Kohanim go to the mikveh, and that's when bedtime begins. What? No. He's right. Rabbi Eliezer says 13. Rabbi Yeshua is asking. Rabbi Yeshua said make Tesek Rechavim, and he says you're right. The place can make that point that there's a very very small machlokes here. There's a machlokes of about 30 seconds. Yeah. That's what? If we're assuming that this Zman Kriya Shema is the time people go to bed. Right. That was according to the Rashba. Yeah, you're right. According to that understanding. You're right. Rabbeinu was asking a good question. Rabbeinu was asking, one minute. We just said that anybody who puts the time before Tzeisak Rechavim or at Tzeisak Rechavim means that we're going by nighttime, we're not going by bedtime. There's no bedtime before Tzeisak Rechavim. So how do we explain Rabbeinu Meir now? Rabbeinu Lezer said Shkia. Rabbeinu Yeshua said Tzeisak Rechavim. Rabbeinu Meir says, well, neither one, but half a minute before Tzeisak Rechavim. What's that exactly? So the way to understand this, apparently this is what the Meiri indicates, that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that the time is nighttime, it's Tzeisak Rechavim. But he holds, you don't have to begin Kriyashma then, that's the time to end Kriyashma. So he gives you a brief moment beforehand. You start a brief moment beforehand. You end at Zman Kriya Shema, which is Tzeisak Rechov. That's how the Meiri seems to understand it. The Meir has a slight machloikus from Bishua. He says, yes, it goes by bedtime. But you don't have to begin Kriya Shema then. You can end Kriya Shema then. That gives you about a minute beforehand. It should take us more than a minute. Okay. Fine. So we've settled that. Now we understand the chart. I think this answers Reb Shmuel's question on the chart now. Reb Elazar Shkia, when Shabbos begins. Reb Meir, who says when Tehanim immerse, means after Shkia. Right? He means a moment or two before Tzeisak Rechavim. Then we have Reb Yishua, who says Tzeisak Rechavim. Then we have Reb Chanin, who says when poor people go home to eat, it's a little later, as we concluded. The latest time of all is Rabbi Achoy, who said when ordinary people go home to eat. Okay, good. Now, but there are still a couple of more points to tie up before we're finished here. Kashe de Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. We have been focusing on this last brisa with the five opinions now. There, Rabbi Meir says that it goes with the Kahanim's inversing, which we placed at a minute or two before Tzitzik HaKavim. But let's remember that there was an earlier brisa that we saw the other day. If you look on the sheet, number C, letter C, I'm sorry. C, the brisa we cited earlier, there are two opinions in this brisa, go horizontally. We had the Chachamim saying that the Zman Kriya Shema is B'Kahanim. Reb Meir said, when ordinary people go home to eat on Friday night, remember that? So, in that brisa he said, when ordinary people go home to eat on Friday night, which is a bit later than Tzeisak Rechavim. Now he tells us, no, it's 2 minutes before Tzeisak Rechavim. What does Reb Meir hold? Brisa C and brisa, these two brisas don't work, the last two brisas. So the Gemara answers, you're right, this is a contradiction.
Why can't we assume brisa number two, Reb Meir will be at the end? Why can't we assume people come home to Friday night earlier?
Right. So Tesis kind of asks that question. In the end, Tesis Rashi also indicates that we never assume that people are coming home to eat before Tesis Rechavim, even on Friday night.
But we knew everyone davened earlier.
What's that?
We know people, everyone davened early.
That's true. You have some inside information that's going to get me into trouble. You're right. I was bothered by that also, but Tosfos puts that down as an axiom. People didn't eat before Tzeisak Rechavim. Yeah. What's that? They very much did. We're going to discuss that soon. So I don't know exactly. Apparently, what we have to say is that nevertheless, by the time they got home, it was already Tzeisak Rechavim. I'll just note also that in those days, shuls were outside of the town. It was something of a walk. That's what we'll have to say. I don't have something better right now. That's right. Oh, I have support. It says that you have to wait before coming back from shul and Myron. You can't leave anybody by himself in shul to walk home by himself in the dark. Apparently, even when they davened early, by the time they finished and were ready to go home, it was already dark. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoia Libe de Rabbi Meir. You're right, it's a conflict, it's a machloikis. Two Tanoim are debating what Reb Meir said. It's two versions of Reb Meir's opinion. That's explanation number one. Okay, that's Reb Meir. But now we have another problem. Kashe de Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, in our brisa, just said, when is Zman Kriya Shema? When Shabbos begins. Shkia. Now let's remember that Rabbi Eliezer was one of the players in our Mishnah. Right? What did our Mishnah say is the beginning for Kriya Shema? Tehanim! Tzeisak Rechavim! And Rabbi Eliezer is one of the Shitas in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold at the time it's Tzeisak Rechavim. Here he tells us, no, it's when Shabbos begins. Shkia. What do we do with this? So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoia Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Alright. It's also a machloikis, two versions of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. There's a machloikis as to what he held. Fine. Ve'iba yisema. Or another answer might be, Reisha lav Rabbi Eliezer. If you go back and look in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah was anonymous. It said, Kriya Shema begins at when the Kayana go into it, says Kechav. Rabbi Eliezer was brought in regarding the discussion of the end of the Zman Kriya Shema. He said, Zman Kriya Shema ends at the end of the first shift, the third into the night. We're assuming he probably agrees with the beginning of the Mishnah too. That's not necessarily so. He was not named in the beginning of the Mishnah. Clearly, the beginning of the Mishnah is a different Tana who said that Zman Kriya Shema starts when the Kayana go into Eid. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, but that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Reish Shalav Rabbi Eliezer, the beginning of the Mishnah does not represent Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer indeed holds that the Zman Kriya Shema begins at Shkia. That's that. Okay. So we have basically finished the differing opinions on the Zman Kriya Shema. We have that here on the chart. Basically, these three pages are just kind of organizing it. On the second page, you have the opinions, bottom line of all the opinions throughout all the brises listed in their chronological order as it comes out in the Gemara's conclusion. The footnotes here give you different takes on the different opinions. Some things that we've discussed, some things that we haven't. Page number 3 is really just introducing the discussion that I hadn't thought I would mention this year, but we did mention it. The machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba, if I go in, into how to understand the machlokes Tanoim. Like we said, Rashi holds that all 5 opinions hold that Zman Kriya Shema is bedtime. The question is, how do we pinpoint bedtime? And then we had the Rashba and Rav Hai who said that no, there's really a fundamental machlokes as to does it go by bedtime or nighttime? Each of those opinions branches into different opinions. You have that spelled out on the 3rd page. If you want to review, you have it. Okay. Now that we finish this up, so what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we have 5 opinions as to when Zman Kriya Shema is. But, as we know generally, the most authoritative is the Mishnah. You have a Mishnah against a lot of brises. Mishnah is generally the bottom line opinion. Therefore, the natural conclusion should be that Zman Kriya Shema is Tzeis HaKechav, not before. You're not to Kriya Shema if you say it before. And here, we run into a problem that the Olam here was already starting to allude at. Everybody here has been in Chutz Laaretz at some point or the other. In Chutz Laaretz, I'm sure you've all witnessed Minyanim from Ma'ariv in broad daylight. Here also, here it's like, here some generally more limited to Shabbos. Chutz Laaretz, you can mamish have it in the middle of the week. Minyanim in broad daylight, how do we explain the phenomenon? Is it something that they came up with in our time that has to be justified? So no, the phenomenon of early Minyanim from Ma'ariv goes way back. So far back that it's already discussed in Yerushalmi, meaning it's before the time of our Gemara. They're already davening Ma'ariv in broad daylight since the time of Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi asks this question. It should come out that Zman Kriya Shema Tzeis HaKechavim, what do we do with the early Ma'arivs? So let's forget Yerushalmi for a minute. There are a few opinions as to how we deal with this. How do we reconcile the reality, which was obviously authorized by already Talmudic authorities, with what should come out as the Psak Halacha and the Zman Kriya Shema Tzeis HaKechavim? How do we explain the phenomenon of early Minyanim? So before we get into explaining, I just want to make something very clear, which we'll be reiterating as we go along. We have a big package that we call Ma'ariv, which includes Brachas, Shema, and Shemana Esrei. But really, these are separate things. There's a Chiyuv to daven Shemana Esrei at night. That's what's called Ma'ariv. There's a separate Chiyuv to say Kriya Shema. The two didn't necessarily have to go together. It's two completely separate Chiyuvim. There's another Chiyuv. You should say Brachas. Ma'ariv Arovim, Ava Soilam, which kind of is associated with Kriya Shema. But theoretically speaking, we can have a minion for Kriya Shema with its Brachas, a minion a couple of hours later for Ma'ariv Shemana Esrei. The two come together because of a Gemara later that says that there's a special schus in davening Shema Esrei right after you say Goal Yisrael. That's really what brings the two together, but inherently it's two separate chiyuvim. Not only is it two separate chiyuvim, the two have different parameters. Kriya Shema, might have different times than Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is nighttime. Well, maybe. Kriya Shema is bedtime, as we've been discussing. The two don't necessarily go together. So what we're going to try to justify now, early Minyanim, we really have two jobs. Two separate jobs. We have to justify early Shema, and we have to justify early Ma'ariv, early Shemoneh Esrei. Early Ma'ariv is not really our discussion now, because that's not the sugya here. It's later in the Masechta. We'll have to touch on it now, but that's later. Right now we're talking about Shema. That's right. How can you say Amari Barovin? Right. Okay. So, first of all, the first attempt to explain this is basically Tosfos. That's big Tosfos here on Amud Aleph. The first big Tosfos. I'm calling this the first attempt. I'm going in the order of how they last. Survivability. That's what I'm going by when I say the first attempt. Historically, it wasn't the first attempt. Rashi was before him. But this is the first opinion to go down, to be rejected. So Rabbeinu Tam says, one minute, there are other opinions. Right? We saw opinions that say that Zman Kriya Shema starts before Tzeisek Lechavim. Okay, so you know what? We follow those opinions. It's not Tzeisek Lechavim. We don't go by the Mishnah. We go by the other opinions that say it starts earlier. So, Moshe can say, one minute, how do you just drop the Mishnah like that? And Re answers, I agree, but what can we do? We have to reconcile it with reality. So that must be the pshat. That's what Re says. Rabbeinu Tam goes a step further. Rabbeinu Tam says, I got a better idea for you. If we're going to go with Re, the earliest thought you get is Shkia. Right? That was the earliest opinion we saw. Rabbeinu Tam says, I want to give you even more room. So Rabbeinu Tam pulls in another opinion that we haven't seen yet. It's later in the Masechta. It's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who says the time for Mincha ends at Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before night, and that's when the time for Ma'ariv starts. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the time for Ma'ariv starts already at Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter before night. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is different from Ri, because Ri was kind of apologetic about his opinion. He said, what can we do? We have to reconcile it with reality. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, this is the halacha 100%. There's mamish no need in repeating Kriya Shema. People who do are just showing off. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So we have these two opinions that really the Zman Kriya Shema is before him. But the general consensus of the Poskim is that that's not so. The Zman Kriya Shema is Tzeis Rechavim, as should be the halacha. We follow the Mishnah. So what do we do with the early Minyanim? Here we come back to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, not Yotze Kriya Shema then. And really there's no purpose in saying Kriya Shema then. It's just kind of the same way we say Ashrei before Mincha, in order to preface Shemoneh Esrei with something nice, the Retaira. We say Kriya Shema before we daven Ma'ariv, but really the Zman Kriya Shema is later, and you must repeat it later when you go home. That is the bottom line. That's the bottom line consensus of the Poskim. But yes, saying Kriya Shema before nightfall is meaningless in terms of being Yotze Kriya Shema. You must repeat it again later. That's the bottom line. That's Takad Halacha L'Maisa. And that's something to keep in mind whenever you do make early Shabbos, when you're davening early Ma'ariv in Chutz La'aretz, or if it happens here in the middle of the week, it is essential to make sure you remember to repeat Kriya Shema later.
Why should Shemoneh Esrei be okay?
You're saying the Shemoneh Esrei also needs to be by Ma'ariv, and then at least before Tzeis,
right.
So then how is
Shemoneh Esrei better? And here also we have to bring in your question. What about the brachas of Kriya Shema? So Shemoneh Esrei is easier to deal with. The truth is this discussion is really later in the Masechta, because like I said, here the discussion is Kriya Shema. But let's just mention it briefly, just in order to get a bit of a fuller perspective, to understand what we are doing when we make early Shabbos. Ma'ariv is Derabbanan. When it comes to Derabbanan, or even more than that, the Gemara later, right, we talked about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can start davening Ma'ariv at Plag HaMincha. The Gemara says, if you want, you can follow his opinion. And therefore, yes, we have a right to daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis Kechavim from Plag HaMincha. So Ma'ariv is acceptable from Plag HaMincha. Shema is not, and therefore you have to repeat Shema after Tzeis Kechavim. Now, I'll just note that what I'm saying is not so simple, because Rabbi Yehuda, there's a catch to his opinion. He says, Ma'ariv starts at Plag HaMincha, but Mincha ends then.
if you want to claim that we're following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you have to go all the way. You have to daven mincha before plaga mincha. That's complicated. We're going to leave it for later. You do see it addressed in. I love giving out papers. It makes me feel important. So here I wrote up a more detailed account of this discussion. We'll give them out. And it's addressed in more detail than I want to get into now in this year. But this basically gives you the full perspective of this whole image. Oh, sure. I'll pass it to the other side. Okay, so really, just bottom line, as far as we're concerned, yes, there is justification for davening Ma'ariv early. No, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema then. You must repeat Kriya Shema later. How many parshas do you have to repeat? So the truth is, that's addressed there. But I'll mention that briefly also. And I also just, one other thing that's important here is to answer your question about the Birkas Kriya Shema. Fine. You can daven Ma'ariv. It's acceptable to daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha. But Kriya Shema is not. So how can you be Yotze the Brachas of Kriya Shema before you can be Yotze Kriya Shema? So, if we'll go bottom line, the Rashba says, and this is what we do in the Halacha, Rashba says it's okay. Even though we call them the Brachas of Kriya Shema, they aren't connected to Kriya Shema per se. It's kind of an independent Chiyuv, which the Chachamim kind of bunched with Kriya Shema, but they're not really dependent on Kriya Shema, and you can be Yotze them at the same time you're Yotze Ma'ariv. How can you say Ma'ariv Harovim? What? It's not enough to say that it's Rabbanon here. Because if they're brachas of Kriya Shema, if Chazal instituted them over Kriya Shema, you can't say them when you're not Yotze Kriya Shema. And therefore the Rashba says they're called Birkas Kriya Shema. Inherently, they're really independently instituted brachas, and you can be Yotze them as soon as you're Yotze Ma'ariv. And therefore, yes, you can comfortably say the brachas, Ma'ariv Harovim, etc. Once you can say daven Ma'ariv, if the plaga mincha. And that's just because of what the Yerushalmi said. We wanted daven Shema Esrei after having been engaged in Divrei Torah. That's what comes out. That's right. That's what comes out. Strange, but that's what comes out. That's as far as that goes. Again, here you have a little more on that. But that's the bottom line answer to that question. The brachas of Kriya Shema don't have to go with Kriya Shema. Yes. See the article. I don't want to confuse things here. But there you have it all spelled out. Meaning, yes, there is an opinion. Okay, you know what? I'll succumb. There is an opinion that Rav Haigoin, for example, says that no, the way to do early Ma'ariv is to say Kriya Shema alone, Daven Shemana Esrei, and afterwards you say the brachas with Kriya Shema. That's what Rav Haigoin says. Not the way we do it. Yeah, he says, not like the Rashba says. He says, what do you mean? Brachas of Kriya Shema, brachas of Kriya Shema. They're meant to be recited along with the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema.
As long as you're not saying the real Kriya Shema early, don't say the brachas with it.
Exactly. Say them later. Mishabura says that that's acceptable also. But again, that's not the general consensus. That's right. According to Rav Haigoin, you missed that. And therefore, the Rashba's understanding is preferable in this sense. We go with the Rashba's understanding that the brachas of Kriya Shema are fine before Kriya Shema, once the time for Ma'ariv hits, and therefore you gain also this inyan of saying Gaal Yisrael before Shema Esrei. That's the best way to do it. One other just point of interest that I'll mention, nothing L'maisa comes out of this, is that to Mamela the place can ask, 1 minute. So if you're saying Kriya Shema by itself later, and that's the real chiyuv of Kriya Shema, maybe you should say a bracha then. You're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? You're finished with Ma'ariv. Now you're saying Kriya Shema by itself. Maybe you should say a bracha. The Goyinim say, yes. Baruch atah Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam asher kedishonu b'mitzvaso v'tzivanu al Kriya Shema. That's what you say when you repeat Kriya Shema. But you can probably guess that that's not the bottom line halacha. That's not the bottom line halacha. That's true. But even more than that, the poskim say that no, Chazal did not institute a special bracha on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, since generally Kriya Shema will go with its brachas. So no, there's no bracha on Kriya Shema, just forget about it and do it the way you've been doing it up to, until today.
Okay.
Shmuel had a question about whether or not you say one parsha or three parshas. Obviously, you're going to make a great bracha like that. You're saying all the parshas.
Right. But since we don't do that, it's a machlekes poskim. If you have to repeat the first parsha, the first two parshas, or all three parshas. Bottom line is that it's better to repeat all three parshas, although we cannot say that that's essentially required. It's possible you can get away with less, depending on how much of Kriyat Shema is actually Deraisa, which is a discussion we'll see later. But we'll leave that for now. Again, this is really just kind of excerpts from what you have here in full detail. Okay, so really, bottom line here is that yes, it is acceptable to daven Ma'ariv earlier. As we'll see later, there are qualifications to that, but in a general way, we'll say right now, you can continue making early Shabbos, but you must remember that Kriyat Shema is absolute chiyuv to repeat Kriyat Shema afterwards. Okay. Now we'll move on in the Gemara. Fourth line, Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Avraham is not letting me get out of this Gemara so fast. You're bringing up a very good point. Rashi kind of makes that point. Do I really have to repeat Kriyat Shema? I'm going to say Kriyat Shema anyways when I go to bed. Can I just get two for the price of one? Rashi says, yeah. We say Kriyat Shema and you go to bed, good enough. Just a couple of points. If you are doing that, say all three parshas. That's number one. But number two is, the Paiskim don't really like that. That's not the ideal way of doing it. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, two reasons. The main reason Rabbeinu Yehuda says, this is something we mentioned earlier. Kriyat Shema is, the essence of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. You are accepting upon yourself Hashem's yoke. It's not something you do in pajamas in bed. You do it while you're dressed, sitting at the table. And therefore, the way he puts it is, you do it be'ema ubeyira. You do it in a state of awe, not lying in bed. That's a good point. Saying do the mitzvah as early as possible, that's right. The place can mention that too. Especially since you're getting into halachic problems with eating meals and things like that before you say Kriyat Shema. So therefore, yes, the ideal way of doing it is repeating Kriyat Shema by itself. When you go to bed, you go to bed, you say that Kriyat Shema separate. Yes, we'll get to that. Kriyat Shema Amita is not Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We'll see later in the Gemara what the nature of that is. It's more of an issue of what we call Shmira. It's good to have kavana whenever you say psukim, but no. You know, it doesn't require the same level of concentration and when you're saying it. Okay. I don't like to say it requires less. I would say that when you're saying the real Kriyat Shema, it requires more. Okay. We'll move on. Say second chavu? Okay, I'm sorry. You're right, I haven't finished the sugya yet. Just one more point. How do we calculate Tisak Rechavim? I don't think that there's a fundamental difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim in this. There just is a lot of difference on this. How do you calculate Tisak Rechavim? So I just present this in a broad way, because this is very, very lamaisa. You have minyanim. Some places they'll be particular not to daven Ma'ariv until, let's say, 40 minutes after Shkia. Others will daven as early as 20, sometimes even earlier. So first of all, just one fundamental machloikis about Tisak HaKavim, that's the famous issue of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to mention that now, even though I think we'll be repeating it throughout the Masechta, but it's something that bears repetition because it's a little bit complicated. I hope that by the time we've been through this Masechta, people will have it clearer. I don't count on that happening in one shot. So just in a general way, this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, right? Everybody hears Rabbeinu Tam. If you know Chassidim, you know about Rabbeinu Tam. So, we know when Shkia is. Shkia is sunset. That's clear cut. One Gemara says that Tesach HaChavim is 3/4 of a meal later. Which, in a general way, a meal is 18 minutes. 13.5 minutes after Shkia is Tesach HaChavim. Another Gemara says that it's 4 meal later. 18 times 4. 72 minutes later. Two Gemaras. One puts it at 13.5 minutes after Shkia. The other puts it at 72 minutes after Shkia. What do we do with these Gemaras? And here's where we come to the fundamental major machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion of the Gaonim. It's kind of interesting. The Gaonim as in the Gaonic period before the Rishonim, and the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon. It's coincidental, but that's how it works out. It's the Gaonim and the Gaon against Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says the answer to this problem is that there are really two Shkias. There's sunset that we know, when the sun, actually you see it dropping below the horizon. But it continues its descent. It's not considered to have mamish departed until quite a while later. That is, first, what does it come out, 72 minus 13 and a half, 67 some odd minutes later. That's when the second Shkia occurs. So when the Gemara said that Tzitzik HaChavim is 72 minutes after Shkia, it meant 72 minutes after Shkia, the first Shkia, and 13 and a half minutes after the second Shkia. That's how Rabbeinu Tam puts it. And therefore, the Shkia that we know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the first Shkia. That has absolutely no halachic significance. It's still daytime then. Is Shkia about 67 minutes later? That's Shkia, halachically. And it's only 13 and a half minutes after that. 67 is off. But that, what? 59 minutes. Yeah, 58, 58 and a half minutes. It's only after that that Tzitzik HaChavim. A touchy point. Let's wait for a minute. The Gaonim say that no, that's not true. Shkia is Shkia. There's no two Shkias. Shkia is what you see. What you see is what you get. Tzitzik HaChavim is 13 and a half minutes later. Or 3/4 of a meal later. And the 72 minutes, that Gemara is not talking in the halachic context of Tzitzik HaChavim in terms of when nighttime starts. It's talking about a specific subject there. It's talking about a later stage of more stars coming out. It's not the Tzitzik HaChavim we usually use. Don't confuse it. So that's the fundamental machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaon. Now, where do we get from 13 and a half to, well, ask like this. How do we get to half hour? Either go with 72 or do 13 and a half minutes. So here's where we get practical. Generally, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which is widely kept in Chutz La'aretz, is not kept in Eretz Yisrael because the opinion of the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon prevailed in a general way. Certainly, there are communities that do go by Rabbeinu Tam here in Eretz Yisrael too. The Chazon Ish claimed that even the reality of Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is not relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it happens much earlier. You see, the fact is that things happen much quicker here in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. You look at the sun, you see it going down in Eretz Yisrael. It's much faster here than in Chutz La'aretz. That what? There's no difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? They should hold it here too. Possibly. There are certainly such shittas, right? Many chassidim do that. Okay. So Lamaisa, let's put Rabbeinu Tam out of the discussion for Eretz Yisrael. We're working with the early issue. So if so, really, it should be 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. This might be where the Sephardim differ with the Ashkenazim. From what I understand, there are Sephardic minhagim of taking that literally and davening 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. What's that? Right, it can differ according to the time of the year. The reason we go later is because, generally, is because, first of all, the 13 and a half minutes were set about a very specific time and place. Bavel at a certain time of the year, and Lamaisa, you have to figure each place according to its reality. That's point number one. And therefore they say, in reality, you're not going to see three stars out 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. It takes at least 20 minutes. Exactly where to put it, there we already have differences between 20 and 40 minutes. There's already room to say that it's 20 minutes. Up till 40 minutes, you're not being meshuggah if you're machmir. And I'm going to leave it at that. If you want to tell me, so what should it be? That I leave to you. But between 20 and 40 minutes is generally the range of opinions. The other understanding of doing close to 20 minutes is that there's a different shita of meal. We generally understand meal to be 18 minutes, which makes 3/4 of a meal 13 and a half minutes. There's another shita that a meal is 24 minutes, which makes 3/4 18 minutes. That brings us closer to the 20 minute range that we're familiar with. That's in a nutshell.
It'll have to suffice for now. We're going to touch on it plenty more throughout the Masechta. Tomorrow we move into more lighter sugyas. Bezos Hashem. Not tomorrow, I'm sorry. Sunday. Bezos Hashem. Okay.